Half-Truths and Lies on the Campaign Trail by Herman Rock Hackshaw. A significant segment of the world's population is anxiously awaiting the outcome of the next U.S. presidential elections in November. The truth, as told on the campaign trail, is rather controversial. If you don't believe me, let me refer you to a female spokesperson, Kellyanne Conway, for former U.S. President Donald Trump. She once said there is something called alternative facts. Really? Any analysis of the contemporary U.S. political climate must acknowledge that a cancer has spread through political discourse, and its potential for an eventual civil war is here again. It did not start when Donald Trump descended an escalator to announce his run for the presidency in 2015. Way back in the day, in the USA, also known as the United States of Amnesia, political disagreements would lead prominent politicians to duel to the death. That's a historical fact. Recently, a wannabe assassin tried to take out one of the current presidential candidates. Bullets came within millimeters of taking the life of Donald Trump. President Joe Biden went on national television to state that this isn't who we are as Americans. "Sorry, Mr. Biden, but we are at a crucial point in world history. We have peregrinated to a place that is more precarious and perilous than the day before nuclear bombs were first dropped on Japan." Many subscribe to the theory of mutually assured destruction, MAD. They insist that since a nuclear war is unwinnable for any single nation, then the possession of such weapons serves as a deterrent to a nuclear war. But suppose we must deal with a narcissistic sociopath as the leader of a country with nuclear weapons. What then? Would that theory hold up? According to some religious folks, a world war where nuclear weapons are used will be Armageddon. To non-religious folks, it will be a cataclysm of limitless possibilities. Either way, it wouldn't be pretty. We got here through half-truths, lies, hypocrisy, dishonesty, deception, and contradictions. The funny thing is, we have always had the receipts. We have writings in books, newspapers, magazines, and other periodicals. We have also had radio, television, audio, and videotapes. We can debunk lies and half-truths. We can also expose hypocrisy, dishonesty, deceit, and contradictions. All it takes is a little common sense, the ability to be rational, some education, and logic. When President Biden made that absurd remark about Americans, I recalled the tragic deaths of four U.S. presidents, Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy. I also recalled the attempted assassinations of Teddy Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, and Gerald Ford. And don't forget the deaths of Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, and Robert Kennedy, just to name a few prominent Americans who were also assassinated. Let's face it, Americans are a violent people with a fascination for guns and other weapons. We are also fearful and xenophobic. Our stubborn history of racism has led to this. The minimizing and trivializing of her story is of no help in this regard. The 15th and 16th centuries were eras that Europeans arrogantly deemed the Age of Discovery. But how do you discover something that is already there? When Portuguese sailors started exploring the West African coastline, it created envy and resentment from other nations in Europe, as a whole new world was opening, and some felt left out of the happenings and possibilities. And when Christopher Columbus sailed to the West Indies under the flag of Spain, nations like England, France, Belgium, Holland, and others were incensed. After all, the Roman Catholic Pope had issued a papal bull, the Treaty of Tordesillas, in 1494, which divided the New World between Spain and Portugal. One Englishman said, "Show me where in Adam's will it says the Pope can do this." This brings me to religion, especially since it played a heavy hand in European parlor games back then when monarchs and prelates from various European nations sanctioned colonialism. Their imperialistic goals facilitated man's inhumanity to fellow man, which was already in existence, given the atrocities of war all over the Old and New Worlds. Thus, we can honestly say that whites don't have a lock on inhumanity, since it comes in all races, ethnicities, tribes, genders, and religions. Once European explorers were given carte blanche to conquer the ungodly savages of the New World, racism took a new turn. One historian wrote that with callous brutality and wanton rapacity, Europeans depopulated the Americas, Indies, Asia, and the Far East. The hubris of whites during this era is nauseating. They had no respect for the cultures they encountered. The customs, rituals, and practices of Aboriginal peoples were met with disdain and condescension. From Aztecs to Incas, from Indians, East and West, to natives in Australia, New Zealand, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and the Far East, no real difference. One of the foreign policy goals of Spain's Queen Isabella was to Christianize the New World via Catholicism. Other European monarchs followed suit. They haughtily believed that they had a God-given right to the lands and resources of native peoples. This is where those who subscribed to the views of white supremacy found their voices, and they surely used violence to express and perpetuate this ideology. Herman Rock Hackshaw is a Trinidad-born university lecturer and political activist, based in New York.